Shop, Main Street, Wicklow. It's the place for men's and young men's overcoats by McGee and other leading manufacturers. A great range of knitwear in all styles, and it's the place for men's suits, jackets and blazers in the latest continental styling by Vestra of France and McGee of Donegal. It's a must for fashion shirts by all the big names, and there's hundreds of styles and slacks to choose from. Everything for men, young men and boys' clothing, including jeans and casuals. And there's a complete dress hire service. It's just 2 minutes from the car park. It's Sean Connolly's Man Shop, Main Street, Wicklow. Telephone 2378. The Man's Shop, Wicklow. The complete men's and boys' outfitters.
Track One Music and Hi-Fi Store, Fitzwilliam Square, Wicklow. All types of hi-fi equipment supplied, from 3-in-1s to rack systems, at very reasonable prices. We are main agents for Pioneer and JVC in-car entertainment, hi-fi stereos and video machines. You can be sure of great special offers every week at Track One, like portable TVs at £99, Atari video games at £99.75, and there's always a full range of albums and cassettes and singles available. Why not call and check out what's on offer at Track One. Track One Music and Hi-Fi Store, Fitzwilliam Square, Wicklow. Telephone 2389. Large selection of beautiful Spanish terracotta clay flower pots and window boxes. Now on sale from De Patou, Edendale, Kilbride near Wicklow. All sizes and shapes at very interesting prices. For details, contact Mrs. De Patou at 0404 8125 or Dublin 77-3591. For all your terracotta clay flower pots and window boxes, contact De Patou, Edendale, Kilbride near Wicklow. Ladies, let us help to cut down the labour in your kitchen. Take a trip to Kitchen Plan Limited, the kitchen and tile centre at Arklow. A beautiful range of kitchens await your selection, and all the big names too, like Arco, Maguna and Murray. To complement our kitchens, we also offer you an extensive range of ceramic floor and wall tiles in a wide variety of colours and designs. We will design, supply and install your complete kitchen. Kitchen Plan Limited, the kitchen and tile centre, 52 Lower Main Street, Arklow. Telephone 0402 2878. It's a lot easier when you call in the professionals.
Thank you. That's Jim Capaldi and That's Love, or something like that. It's 11 o'clock. In fact, the next newscast will be at 1 o'clock. Here on the programme, we go right through until 12. Just to remind you something, everybody, especially parents, this Halloween weekend is a time for fun, enjoyment, etc. But there are some children, or at least young people, who are causing a few problems in the town of Wicklow and surrounding areas by putting fireworks through people's letterboxes. Some of the people affected are old or senior citizens and have been very, very frightened. If your children have fireworks in their possession, please, please ensure that they are not making a nuisance of themselves and frightening people, and in some cases, almost causing fires. No doubt about it, the wood causes fires. Now, little notice here that a 12-week-old terrier puppy called Herbie has gone missing from the Wicklow Heights area. Its colour is white, with black patches around the eyes and tail, and was last seen around the Bethlehem School area. If you've seen this little puppy, well, please telephone 3493 with the information. That's Wicklow 3493 with any information you have about a 12-week-old puppy called Herbie. And the colour again, its colour is white, with black patches around the eyes and the tail. Now, if you find that little crapper, give 3493 a ring. Good. Okay. How did the Galway Blazers get their name? A story from the BNF magazine this week. We used to believe it derived from the tendency towards dueling among the Galway Bucks, who were always blazing away at one another. However, at the Black and White Pub of the Year announcements this week, the owner of the Blazers, a pub in the Connacht region, in fact, he was the winner of the Connacht region at Crockwell, County Galway, gave them another version. In the middle of the last century, the Percy's family, who were distillers in Galway, received an invitation from Ormond country to go hunting. They gathered together some friends and headed off to Burr in the County Offaly. On their first night, they got royally drunk and burnt down Drury's Hotel. That's how the name stuck. How about that? who does it there with Ronnie Aldrich and his piano and orchestra, and a nice little number called Amazing Grace. We'd like to send special word this morning, a special request for Denise Mooney. Her birthday was on Friday, and lots of love from Tracy and Lynn Earls. And we've been asked to play something from Fame or Chris the Borg or something like that, and sure we will, Denise, and belated happy birthday. Sure, we only missed you by a day. And with all the money you got now, you may go down and put a tip on a little nag. Go on, be naughty. We're going to give you one anyway in Weatherby today in the 130, the Mighty Mac. The Mighty Mac. And here at home in Leopardstown, it's Mount Juliet in the 2:30. That's a horse from the stables of McCalmont's in Kilkenny, in the Thomastown area of Kilkenny. So that's Mount Juliet in the 2:30, and he has a good chance. We'll be giving you the tip from the top later on, reminding you of it, I should say, and letting you see if you can make a fortune or lose your shirt, one or the other. Here you are, Denise. Christopher. We'll be right back. Christa Berg there for the lovely little lady Denise Mooney. Good morning again, Denise, and happy birthday. Hope you like that one from Christa Berg. Like the story from Seattle, airline passenger Walter Melzer, 46, belligerently refused to put out his pipe on a Seattle-Washington flight, so the pilot made an unscheduled stop at Fargo, North Dakota, and made him get off. Other airlines refused to carry him, and he continued his journey by bus. Yeah, that put manners on your man. Wouldn't put out the old pipe. And former policeman Tim Keach, age 22, has beaten the dole queue by becoming a Mr. Mop. He is offering to help housewives to do their ironing, polishing, or even washing the dishes. Tim, who is advertising a rent-a-husband service in a Peterborough paper in the UK, I can do housework pretty well. I've been well trained by my mum. Good lad. There you are, mum. Train the lads and send them out to do a Mr. Mop. A very good morning now to all the staff, nurses and doctors, and of course the patients in Newcastle Hospital. Hope you're getting us loud and clear. Just after 11 o'clock, I've been asked to mention, to say a big hello to Phil McDevitt, who was thinking of you and perhaps working with you there this morning. Did I say working? Probably sitting around the radio smoking and drinking coffee. Yeah. Now look, when this is over, get back on the job and look after the lads around that hospital. Here you are then. Just something to keep you happy. Olivia Newton-John.
I'm
we heard Olivia Newton-John. I won't say what she was at. Anyway, that was for all the gang up there in Newcastle Hospital. And now that's it, over. Back on the job now. Very good morning anyway to Phil and all the gang up there. Well, I'm sure you've all heard within hours of announcing that she was planning to sell Doranish Island off the Mayo coast. The widow of ex-Beatle John Lennon, Yoko Ono, was requested to give the island to charity. Having heard that Yoko wished to sell the island and donate the proceeds to Irish orphans, the Department of Health was indicating that it would like to have the island used as a holiday centre for the deprived. The Lennons bought the island for $1,500 in March 1967. The 19-acre property is expected to have an auction value of approximately £15,000. Doranish, or Beetle Island as it became known, was once described by Lennon as the most peaceful place on earth. Lennon, who was murdered in New York in 1980, said in an interview in the early 60s that he saw himself and Yoko growing old gracefully, probably on an island off the Irish coast. Anyway, he didn't live to enjoy it, and so the island is now going to be donated to charity. In fact, singer Yoko, as she described, donated more than 7 acres of land, $500,000 and a 1965 Rolls Royce, mansions and a collection of lithograph by her late husband John Lennon in memory of war casualties as well. "I wish to make a plea to all governments," she said, "to give back to people, including the soldiers, the right to die a natural death and to walk towards a world in which courage and wisdom are used to survive together." She said this in a statement. The donations were made by the Spirit Foundation, which Miss Ono is one of the leading lights. Well done, Yoko. Here's Agnetha. "Wrap your arms around me. You can cuddle. It's just after 11:15. Go on then, what time is it? 16:30. 17:30? Right, we'll settle on 17:30. My soul. Charles car. And that lovely little one wraps your arms around me. Thank you, Mr. Technician, sir. A little story about a Dublin gas consumer. What are they? Anyway, it's in the BNF magazine, and it's interesting, too. Listen to this. I'm sure it's happened to lots of people. He's in a process of moving house at the moment, and in order to connect the gas supply in the garage to the cooker, a distance of only 20 feet, he has had to make no less than 7 appointments with the gas company. This is your new Dublin Gas. Now, listen out. The first was to sign the forms. Then he had to go to the house to wait for the meter to be delivered. He was there for 3 hours. The meter fitter is due out one day this week, and he has to trek out to the house and wait around between 10 a.m. and midday. Then an inspector has to be let in to measure for the pipe. Next comes the appointment for the delivery of the pipe. Then the fitter is due to call to install the pipe. Then, when he moves in, the fitter is due to connect it up. I thought, with all the advertising, he says, that new Dublin Gas have been looking for new customers, that I wouldn't have any problems, he says. At this rate... What? At this rate of going, he says, I need a fortnight out of work. Well, that happened to me too, but I won't go into that. Anyway, just to give you another bit of, well, information that's... both useless. A new chapter in cross-border cooperation was formally unveiled during the week when, for the first time in 50 years, a phone directory published in the North contained numbers of subscribers in the Republic. There you are. There's history for you. Serve you right. Mancini and the orchestra and a little thing from Peter Gunn was the name of that. It was a theme music. It was. Now don't argue with me. Ireland's first mini air hostesses were flying high during the week as the new Air Arran commuter service between Dublin and Shannon officially took to the skies, and off they went. On board was the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Alderman Michael Keating, and 17 other VIPs as the plane began the weekday 50-minute hop between the two major airports. The craft seats 18 people. The service has the support and active encouragement of the Shannon Free Airport Development Company, which is striving to keep Shannon on the map as one of Europe's foremost airports. Already, Air Arran has operated daily flights between Galway and the Aran Islands, as well as the extensive range of charters between Ireland and the UK. That's not bad. The fare, either way, is 33 quid. And it's nice to see, while we're talking about the airlines, that Mr. David Kennedy, Aer Lingus chief executive, was elected president of the International Air Transport Association at its 39th annual general meeting in New Delhi in India during the week. Mr. Kennedy will hold the office for a year and will preside over the next annual general meeting of that organization to be held in Montreal, Canada. The IATA membership comprises 124 of the world's leading airlines. Mr. Kennedy is the second Irishman to receive this distinction. Mr. Jeremy, or Dr. Jeremy F. Dempsey, the then general manager of Aer Lingus, was elected to IATA as president in 1962-63. Well done, lads. Ho-ho. Here's Roddy Stewart.
Rod Stewart there at 29 and a half minutes past the hour of 11. Listen out, my dear Orla. We'll have a little something for you later on. In the meantime, we'll take a break.
Large selection of beautiful Spanish terracotta clay flower pots and window boxes. Now on sale from Des Patous, Edendale, Kilbride near Wicklow. All sizes and shapes at very interesting prices. For details, contact Mrs. Des Patous at 0404 8125 or Dublin 77-3591. For all your terracotta clay flower pots and window boxes, contact Des Patous, Edendale, Kilbride near Wicklow. Have you experienced Clouseau's famous nightclub at Ashford? Clouseau's, the first professional nightclub to arrive on the East Coast, with spectacular lighting, super stereo sound, and that exclusive atmosphere. Now Clouseau's goes further and light years ahead of the rest. With considerable further investment, Clouseau's becomes a totally new concept in disco dining and dancing by introducing the very latest in international lighting and effects and by adding spectacular new seating arrangements. Clouseau's
Kinzo's at Ashford now becomes one of Ireland's foremost discos. It's light years ahead of the rest. It's open every Friday and Saturday night. It's Kinzo's exclusive nightclub at Ashford. It's an experience.
Irish Fireplaces Limited, South Quay, Arklow. Our tradition is fireplace design and creation with care and infinite attention to detail. We create beautiful fireplaces in tile, stone, marble, granite and hardwoods, and all to suit your personal taste and architectural design. At Irish Fireplaces Arklow, you can choose from the finest range of fireplaces. Discover Irish Fireplaces at South Quay, Arklow, and showrooms at 11 Lower Main Street, Arklow. Telephone 0402-2162. Irish Fireplaces Arklow brings craftsmanship to your home.
Gregory Service Station, Killadreen in Newcastle, your Talbot main dealer in Wicklow, for car sales, express vans and pickups. Why not test drive the exciting Talbot Horizon Diesel for economy and style? Gregory's for petrol from 7 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. every day, and a handy shop open till 6 p.m. daily. We service all makes of car, and crash repairs are available too. Gregory Service Station, Killadreen in Newcastle, telephone 819-110. That's 819-110.
A very good morning to all, eh? Here's Dr. Hook, just for you.
I guess the dance is over now, so you just curtsy and I'll bow. And ask the band to play us. What's left of me, right back to where it used to be. And you go sail your magic carpet far across the sky. I wish I could have made it more like the movies for you. Some pretty technicolor.
Mr. Who?
Dr. Hookey. Dr. Hook there for Orla. Just for you, Orla. Hope you like that one. Goes way back. Maybe as far back as myself. You talk about overcharging. Listen to this. Welsh solicitor Glanville Davies, who overcharged a client by £131,000, was struck off by a High Court judge during the week. The 60-year-old lawyer himself now faces costs estimated to be well over £150,000 for the striking off proceedings and for earlier court hearings at which he sought to defend his inflated bill. Mr. Davies of Queen Victoria Road in Devid, who admitted his handling of the £198,000 bill amounted to gross and persistent misconduct, was not in court to hear Mr. Justice Vinelot order him to be struck off the roll. Where was your man? Why didn't he appear in court? Well, I'll tell you why. He was at home recovering from a heart attack. Gentle Mother, a nice one. This is Saturday Spin. Good morning if you've just joined us. It's coming up to 20 minutes to the hour of 12. And, oh, we're going to have some fun between now and then anyway. News that Anna Ford is joining the BBC's lunchtime magazine programme Pebble Mill. That's the news. One, as a regular guest presenter she's going to be, and Anna will be appearing each week interviewing and reporting on people and issues in the public eye. There you are, she got the job. Amazing what you can do with a glass of wine, isn't it? Anyway, more good news. Listen to this. This is the height of, I don't know what. You make up your own mind on it. From Anchorage, Alaska to Dade County in Florida, cable television mood channels are offering something different. Subscribers can switch on to watch 27 fish swim around an aquarium, or sit before a simulated crackling log fire, or just watch a sunset or ocean waves crashing against the screen. It's soothing to watch fish swim about, and you don't have to change the water or anything, said one customer. Astute television company operators have found that video cassettes of waterfalls, oceans, rural scenes, bird life and roaring fires are good business. Customers can buy them for about £34 Irish, or rent them, or even watch the company's own broadcast. There's nothing like snuggling up in front of a roaring TV screen. Yeah, it used to be the fire mother, but you have the TV, you can pull up and sit up and watch the ocean coming at your feet. Irish consumers are using their loaf despite the countless surveys that depict us Irish as a nation of people who spend too much on alcohol and stodgy low-protein foods. A recent report published by Unforrestaluntas shows that the brown bread sector now accounts for 30% of our total national bread consumption. The current edition of Retail News, the official journal of the retail grocers, say the movement towards brown bread is part of the international health foods addiction to which Irish consumers have been gradually turning. What are they talking about? We used to make brown bread years ago. No one took any notice of it. Crystal Gate.
Looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low. Wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. You could be sure it's me that turns you wrong. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your
Crystal Gale at 16 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock. How lovely, lovely girl. Knew her well when I was younger. Comedian Johnny Carson and his wife Joanna are getting a divorce. I'm sure you've all read about it. And the cost is shocking America, and in fact the world. He's offered her a huge $8.5 million cash, as well as another $6 million in property. Where is he making the money? She burst into tears. Johnny, why are you doing this to me? Sacred. Anyway, insiders say that Joanna wants twice what Johnny's offering and has asked the Californian court to award her a staggering $190,000 a month, because that's what she needs to get by. Oh. Her lavish lifestyle means she wants the 57-year-old TV host to cough up monthly for furs and jewellery amounting to 31 and odd thousand a month. For the cost of running her Bel Air mansion, $18,000, another $10,000 plus for gifts for friends and relatives, and $2,000 for travel and lodgings. In all, Mrs. Carson is asking for $2.25 million a year as a temporary arrangement, and that doesn't include legal fees, taxes, and the rest. She is insisting, says sources close to the couple, that Johnny can easily afford it. He has TV stations, owns a 33-story New York office building, and a menswear company. A vast TV earnings as well. Oh, I don't know. Money doesn't cure everything, does it? Divil a bit. Not at all. Here's Roberta Flack.
Filling my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly. Thank you.
is the time to look us in the eye and demand a terrific deal on a Talbot car. So drop in and take a test drive. Try out the power steering and the new gearbox in the Solara. See how versatile the Alpine is. Choose either a petrol or diesel Horizon and bring the family along for the ride. Or sample the Samba, the little car that acts like a big car. And remember, with every Talbot car, you get the reassurance of a 6-year anti-corrosion guarantee and a 12-month unlimited mileage warranty. So take a test drive now and get a complimentary Talbot holdall absolutely free.
Your local Talbot dealer, Gregory's of Newtown Mount Kennedy. Call in for a test drive today.
The Cullenmore Hotel, Ashford, one of Ireland's finest hotels and ideal for your wedding reception. The reception areas are spacious and luxurious. They're warm and friendly. The staff know about weddings. They are experienced and professionally trained to care for your every need, down to the finest detail. Food is the hallmark of the Cullenmore Hotel, and the menus allow for the widest tastes. The prices are good too, very reasonable, allowing you flexibility and a wide choice. All this under the personal attention of Mr. Joe Good. For peace of mind on your wedding day, call in and have a chat with Joe Good at the Cullenmore Hotel, Ashford. You can telephone him at 0404 4108. I did. My wedding day turned out to be a super day at the Cullenmore Hotel, Ashford.
Aerial contractors and do-it-yourself enthusiasts. East Coast Electrical Wholesale in Wicklow carry a full range of TV aerials and all the accessories. We have more than just cables, switches, plugs, immersion heaters, lights and fittings. We have the lot. Huge stocks of all domestic and industrial electrical supplies. And now, keep out the cold with our special price offers on all instant heat electric convectors, fans and storage heaters. Call Des Clark on 2875. That's 2875. East Coast Electrical Wholesale, on the seafront in Wicklow, where business is electric.
For beautiful hair, Kink Unisex Hairdressing Salon. Long hair from braiding to rough styling and modern short trendy styles in two colours. We don't see organic and super wet perms and accessories, exclusively at Kink. Create a splash, a shimmer, a streak instantly with scintillite. Have your hair done at Kink and develop their experience at the world famous Bedard Sustain Salon in London. Open 9:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday, 9:30 to 8 p.m. on Friday. Kink Unisex Hairdressing Salon. 2 New Street, Wicklow, telephone 3327. We take care of your hair.
Thank you.
There we have Gallagher and Lyle. I want to stay with you. We dedicate that one, a special dedication to Michael Trenny from Merry Meeting in Rathnew. And it comes with lots of love from his daughters Anne, Eunice and his wife Nellie. And don't forget the 18 grandchildren. So there you are, Michael Trenny. Well done, sir. Special request for you this very morning. It's coming up to, would you believe, 4 minutes to the hour of 12. And we have a famous fella coming up later on.